It is a beautiful morning, even though we heard that snow might fall this afternoon or this evening. I hope that it will be the springtime, seriously, in the Chicagoland. The first Palm Sunday in Jerusalem was not like this, the way we have. The first Palm Sunday, that triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, marked the beginning of the way of the cross to Jesus, cross for Jesus. Although his life had been edging that way for some time, Palm Sunday was the beginning of the final countdown to the events of the Easter. Last 10 counts, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then Maundy Thursday come, and Good Friday is coming. And that there is a pitch darkness later on. And the Easter glorious morning comes in. This is the event of Easter, the way of the cross. And it seems to me that the way of the cross is full of ups and downs. And it was full of ups and downs and highs and lows for Jesus. And I fear it is much the same for us, you and me. It is very high that when we receive the newborn child in the house, we are so excited about it. But the journey of the life is not forever on the earth. So when we had a moment to say, see you later to our beloved one during our earthly life, we are hitting the low point, even though we know that our beloved ones are in the right place. And also, last week when I was in Hawaii celebrating Edie's birthday, I had a high moment because the lowest degree there is 70 and 80. I got enough vitamin D and I got so excited. And as soon while I was there, I heard that Chicagoland was having lower than 20 degrees. I said, oh my Lord, that's the place I'm going back. And I had a low moment. High moment and low moment. And then when I saw the smiles of the people in the congregation excited about the worship, especially when our little children are shaking their palms and waving palms and saying, Hosanna and Hosanna. That was amazing high moments. And when I saw, they say, goodbye, Sonny. I'm heading to the lunch hour. I said, I have one more service to do. Those high moments and low moments, and we're coming back and forth. And then we are excited about the journey, but it is not just paved evenly. Ups and down. The first Palm Sunday was such a high point of this journey. We are just about to start the journey, the way of the cross. It seems like Jesus had made quite elaborate arrangements to make sure a donkey was available. And simply in order to ride on to Jerusalem. And so sort of the symbolic entry in here. The disciples were part of this symbolism. They laid their cloths on the donkey and Jesus hopped it in. And the people, the ordinary people like you and me, saying, wow. I feel like that some people like me is kind of laughing. It's almost like, think about it. The Jesus riding a little donkey. Make it irrelevant in here. Just imagine my big son driving a Mini Cooper, squeezing himself. That is a scene. It's that Jesus, the adult, the grown man, is riding a little donkey. He said, some people laugh at that for sure. And then this is a scene. When they are, this Jesus is entering into Jerusalem for the passion journey he's just about to get into. And the ordinary person like you and me saying that, Hosanna, Hosanna, which means save me now, Messiah, military conqueror I'm looking for. You are the Messiah. That means you can save me. Hosanna. That's what it means. Hosanna means save me. Here and now, save me. The desperation is there. Ordinary person like you and me, not having a high power out there, controlling everything, who felt helpless. And that someone needed to save us. These are the ordinary persons around this entrance of Jesus getting into the Jerusalem. Hosanna. Hosanna, save me. This is the procession Jesus and his disciple coming into Jerusalem through East Gate. We do usually portray it on Palm Sunday. On the other side of the city at the West Gate, by the way, there was another procession into Jerusalem this week. In the year 30, Pontius Pilate was the Roman government and assigned it to Judea in Jerusalem. It had become the custom of the governors to live outside of Jerusalem, but it was also their custom to come with their soldiers, with the military marching in to the Jerusalem for Passover to provide a very visible and powerful Roman military presence to prevent any potential uprising of Jews in Jerusalem. Here, imagine this. In the east gate, Jesus riding a donkey. Powerful people, ordinary people say, Hosanna, Hosanna, save me. And on the other side of the city, at the west gate, Pontius Pilate, the governors, with a gold gown and with amazing outfit, riding a horse and cherubim, saying, wow, boom, boom, boom. The military marching together in one corps. And also, if during that time, if the persons are good Roman citizens, they are expect to chant to in the presence of the emperor's men, saying, Hail Caesar, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail to the mighty Savior of the world. Hail Caesar, Son of God. That is the shouting and chanting from the west gate of the Jerusalem. And but we often hear this chant from the east gate moment, perspective, and then Jesus entering into the Jerusalem riding a donkey. We are borrowing this chant, kind of mirroring back and forth. Hail to Jesus, the Son of God, who comes in the name of the Lord, Savior. Son of God, do you see the echoing sound in here? Two different entry of the Jerusalem in here. Two processions on Palm Sunday. That happened during that time. One was Jesus and his disciple coming in from the one side of the city. And the other was a Pilate, the Roman governor, in the military parade arriving in this highest festival of the Jewish nation to assert his authority. Both Jesus and Pilate arrived at the same time and wanted the people to know who they are, who they were, and how powerful they were. So it is with the intent that Jesus chose to mirror Pilate, to be honest, because traditionally, during the Passover season, that moment, Palm Sunday, the governor enter into the Jerusalem to show his military power and control people in the people in Jerusalem. It's like still lake mirrors the mountains, but turns them into valleys. Jesus inverts everything about Pilate in here. Yet we love what Pilate stands for, to be honest. We love our military history and our government's commitments to military spending. We love our politicians to be the men and women with the power and the hard leaders to touch and to get through the tough time. We love the heroes in the movies who win the fight, wielder the weaponry and blast the bad guy to bits him in the final climax of the explosion. I'm thinking about amazing hero movie, Avenger. fighting and winning and fight for the justice and kill all bad people. Winners. Those are our heroes in here. That is us. Nobody wants to be the part of the loser group unless you want to lose your weight. That is a different one. But we always wanted to be part of the winner group, victorious, fight and win, controlled and powerful. That's us. It is a part of our human nature. But Jesus models something else in here. Hard way to live. A narrow path to follow. It is the way of littleness. A way of forgiving before judging. Of reconciling rather than dividing into goodies and baddies. This is a certain word, by the way. Dividing up. Who is for me is good. Who is not for me, so-called, is bad. Good is bad is. And click is here and there. Make a team. Make a team sports and even the Christian kingdom in here. Of making yourself and myself into the service rather than wondering why we don't have more servants working for us. Jesus models in action. He did nothing when he arrived in the temple, surrounded by the adoring crowd. He was not giving in God's agenda, which was given to him for the fulfillment of the God's mission, by the attraction of the people. Jesus, you are the Messiah. You can save us. Do something about it. Probably as a son of God, he might be able to do something right at the moment. However, he was quiet. He was waiting and praying, being faithful and facing the worst rather than running away. Now it would be easy to think that this is Jesus saying to us. So you go and do likewise. Go and lose all your money, all your possession, all your family, and become unpowerful and get yourself killed. But this is not it, to be honest, in here. Deeper is the truth of a teaching of the Palm Sunday and Holy Week. The comparison Jesus and Pilate make are of the motivation and values. Both of them are trying to be true to themselves and their mission. Jesus meeting Pilate never even hints at a negative judgment of him. They meet, and Pilate cannot comprehend Jesus fully, but feel amazing love around Jesus. He even tried to get Jesus free. He loved Jesus. He does not see anything, but there is something in his background. The drive behind the palace vision or life of the meaning in his life is about power and being in control. His work is to maintain control and obedience in the city of Jerusalem. He keeps people working inside his set of rules. He assesses his success by how he is rewarded by the emperor, the cowering of the crowds and the wealth of a mess. The drive behind Jesus is different. It is about setting people free, giving away life in abundance, and releasing people from the prison and enslavedness of the guilt and fear. His work is to restore people to what God made them to be, releasing people, freeing people up. He invites people to step out of their old way of being and begin a new way of life. That way of life is measured by love and risk, by trust in others and in God, by peace of heart and joy in the soul. It is lived day by day and rewarded in the moment. Whose parade would you have gone to see? Jesus riding a donkey? Or Pilate with a military power specially designed for showing up to his power and control? Who do you have as a hero today? Are they more like a Pilate or Jesus? When you assess your own life, what are the values you apply to see if you did well enough? When you look at someone you know who did poorly, do you feel pain for them or relief that it is not you? I ask this of you and of myself. The path of selfless love and putting absolute everyone first ahead of ourselves is a hard one to follow. As you may notice, many churches' names start with the first. First United Methodist Church, so on, First Presbyterian Church, so on. And First Baptist Church, so on. Everything is first and first and first. Even while we are driving, we would like to have nothing in front of us, but is to have all the car behind us and waiting for the signals to change. When the green light shows up, boom! That's me, by the way. You can control the traffic by putting yourself first. For those people who so-called good with the schoolwork and get it as A-plus all the time, they are controlling the greatest scale too. Some people are having a joy out of controlling the grayscale in the classroom by being up first, always number one. Top is better. Number two is not good enough. When Ina has mentioned that I'm not so sure she's good enough, she said, I'm not good enough to join these amazing people. You are who you are. Share who you are. And that convinced her. You are who you are, wonderfully, beautifully made to be the person who you are. Here, Jesus chose the love over power, faith over security, and truth over success. He chose to walk with God and let no other demand alter his course. And by so doing, he found and can show us the path to eternal life. This week, starting today, we are starting the journey of cross, the way of the cross. Countdown already been started. This coming Thursday, 7:30, we have amazing drama team to present this pathway of cross and then leading into the Easter glorious morning. And it will be amazing experience. I cannot elaborate the experience I had with the drama team on Monday, Thursday in the previous year. Because once you come, you will know what I'm going to talking about. Once you experience that, you can say, this is the one. The world cannot capture the experience of the passion journey we are recreating in this place. And we are recreating to reinforce, to strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ by seeking the glorious morning on Sunday. And then on Good Friday, our awesome young adults in a youth praise team, as you heard in this morning in the service, they were presented amazing passion journey in a service form too. Last year was the first time they presented this passion journey in the service for on Good Friday. It was fascinating. And then once you experienced it, you cannot go away from that. The impact our young people are making through the service, especially on Good Friday, it will give you amazing footprint, leave it an amazing footprint in your heart about passion journey, which is the essential message of Christian walk. I would like to invite all of you to join this journey by partaking the opportunity our church is providing. Monday, Thursday, 7:30 service with a drama, with a communion, and washing the feet and hand. And a Good Friday with amazing passion journey, the last word Jesus given to us. And a quiet Saturday, but Sunday morning, our choir prepared the Easter cantata to celebrate amazing risen Lord Jesus Christ in this congregation, in your heart, in this community. Be part of that. This is an invitation. At the same time, it is mandatory for us to recreate, reinforce, make sure we know what Christianity is all about. This journey, the way of the cross, is summarized the Christian theology and doctrine and practice in our journey. So I would say, come and walk with Jesus on the way of the cross this week, the Holy Week. Today is the day to begin this walk with Jesus and follow his value. Hosanna. Save us. Amen.